be better after 4 years.
Where isn't he, dogging? I had it. Right. Last Sunday we left off Daf Kuf of Zion, Chav Zion, Amud Beis, Kid Sugi of Gilgushui. I expect to cover a lot of ground today, up to the mission of Gurav. Omagule, Minayin li Gilgushui minat here. How do we know the aloha of Gilgushui? For example, Karke is Mufke of Shvui. But if somebody who been staying, Vitaltali and Kakois and the Nitva who was a middle mixas in the Vitaltali, so then he can regalgel the Tevea can regalgel Shvue and the Nitva in regard to Kakois also, even though Kakois Bifne Atzmo are Mufke of Shvue. How do we know this aloche of Gilgul Shvue Shenemar the Omro Yisho Omen, Omen. So the Torah mentions Omen twice. Utnan, Almai Yomeres Omen, Omen al Rolo, Omen al Ashvua. Because the Kain is Mashbir the Isha, to whom the Baal was Mekane Bifneidim, and then she was Nistero Bifneidim. And he also mentioned an Olo, equality. So, the reason is why the Torah says twice Amen, to tell us that the Isha has to verify the Ola by the Kain and the Shvua by the Kain. Amen Mizeh, Amen Mishach. Even though the Baal was Mikane, the Ishte, she shouldn't be Nista. Shouldn't have privacy with this man, with Reuven. Suppose, besides having privacy with Reuven, she had privacy with Shimon too. And in respect to Shimon, the Baal was not Mikana, he didn't warn her. Bifnei. So, since he is already Mashbia, Ligave Reuven, so Al the Gilgo. Is Mashbiah Ligabi Shimintu. Omen Shalosotisi Aruso Unsuo Visharasyot Visharasyot Uknuso. So, in other words, that if the Baal was Mashbiah, the Kain was Mashbiah, and the Znus, the Yichud that took place while she was in Isuo, he can also agavur be mashbiah her and any privacy that she had before the nisui during the erison period. What does it mean? Agav gilguli can be mashbiah her and the stira that she had before the nisui. Ilei medikon lo kishia ruso. In other words, the kino took place while she was aruso, and the stira took place while she was aruso. Vatnan aruso v'sharas yovim v'shoy seis v'neitlitz k'suvo. My time etachas ishe chomer achmon. So the aloche of ashkoye takes place only by nisuo, not by an aruso. Vilek. Like. Lo shoy says, Rashi says, the mister, the binan tachasish, the lo innate like suva, she gomor asmon lo asal. So, there is no din of hashkoes, my memory, in respect to ikinu estire that takes place by arus. Just a kosu, tachasish, elo di konolo kish arus, vi nistiro kish arus, vi komashkelo kish enishko. So, and there was no other kinu. There is the kinu and the stire, both took place before the nisu. Then after the nisuin, he brought her before the king. So the Gemara asks, Nibat kelimaye, viniko ish mi ovi no marachmone, bizman sho ish mi nuke mo ovi, maim beit kinesishte, ein ish mi nuke mo ovi, ein maim beit kinesishte. In other words, so Rashi says, there's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. What does it mean? Im enoish minuke me'ovid, in my business. According to Rashi, it is limited to the oveim of the Baal having relations with his wife after the kinus there. So then, there is an isa, the arise.
She's telling.
She's, even if Klapishmai is Galia that she was innocent, but Alpidin, she's considered like Isay Tevada. In other words, they are the love, Yuchal Bailo Rishain, Loshuf Litachto, Litam. So, according to Rashi, when do it whole Alochen, Bisman Sheino Ish, Minukimovi, in a Bain Beit Kinesish day, is limited only to the oven that the Baal was Eivea in respect to her. But suppose the Baal was Eivea and Nisar of Znus, not in respect to her.
But another woman.
Another woman, Ipnuya. So then the Marim is Beit Kinesish. The Shita Sarambam is Perik Beis Mil Chaseite Haloche Ches Koli Shebo Bio Asur Miyomov Achas Yigd, not if it was either an Isaiah before the Mitzvah in a Bay in a Mayim Amor in Beit Knesishti Vafulubol Arsosi Bishomov Shosam Divisifri Ibn Arsosi Bishomov. It's only Nisar Rabbanon. Ein amayim beit kinesishti. Shenemar viniko hoish mi'ovid. Voish ahi kiso es aveim. Bizman shoish minuke mo'ovei isho neis es aveim. Daraivet is masik. Kosev haraivet. Haide loi. Kiro chesed ishmaitse. The Arus of Ishmerzio. Because what does the Mishnah say, Ligabi Arus of Ishmerzio? Mishneh Dachov Gimon with Beis in the fourth perik Arusov Vishmer Asyovim Loisha Asyovim Loishoi Seis Lonet Lishuv Shenema Achertis Deisho Tachas Isho Pratla Arusov Vishmer Asyovim. Arusov is not Tachas Isho. Still the Nisun is like it. And Shemer Asyovim only has his Ezike, certainly not Tachas Isho. So the Gemara Chof Zalai Lamed Aleph says, Minuanim, Miladi Tana Rabban. Rabbi Abna Yisrael Vamarto, Le Rabbi Yisharusa Vishmer Asiyov, Le Kino. Umasni Simane. Rabbi Yenis, Ditanya Tarasi Sheikh, Prat La Arusa, Yochel Shani Meitzi Afshmer Asiyov, Talmud Leymar Ishi Shdiva Rabbi Yashi. Rabbi Yenis Neymar Tarasi Sho, Prat La Shmer Asiyov. So the Mishnah mentions both. Arusa and Shemeres Yovim can accord only with Rabbi Yenis, not with Rabbi Yashi. According to Rabbi Yashi, Arusa is not Shesis, but Shemeres Yovim is Shesis. Now that sounds strange superficially. After all, Arusa, the Baal, she's an Ishi, she's Mamesh, Chayiv Misa, anyone is Mislam. Shemeres Yovim is only alive, only Zike. But in respect to the Zike, if the brother was already Nisua to her, so then there is a marital attachment of Nisuin Mu'ed. But according to Rabbi Yosef in Einison, so Tachasisho is Mimait, Bein Aruso, Bein Shemeresio.
Shemeresio, did they have a mirror,
a Omer
or something?
No, they have nothing, just the Zike, Bidei.
And that means
if the Yavam will have a relationship with the Yavam, so then she'll become his wife. And why? Because Tarasisho. So the Gemara Daf Chof Daled Amud Bei says the Kashi. El Taime Tirsi V'Hanikoi Holavoche Avamino Aruso Ishashi.
When
is there see if the relationship between the husband and wife took place first, and then the relationship with the one, the nistering? But if the relationship with the nister preceded the relationship with the husband and wife, there is no see, and the Russo is a surely by lot of laws. Oma Rome Bachome Mishkachaslo Kedin Shebo Leo Orus Beisavir. It's also, I suppose, he was Boaleo. So then, Misadik Zer Sakosuf of Kidmo Shrifas Bali Beel, there should be Sia. But there is no Sia, Maya Morim, because of the Exazel Sakosuf of Tarasisha. The Havosikav Shibras Yobim, Kinshibo Leo Yobim Bishomel, Hoshmeres Yobim, call the Ishte Malis, because by Shmeres Yobim, if the Yobim comes, even without Das, by the Yobim and the Yivom, Nofun Agag, he was nischavenly be a cold deal, and boala yivome so is kena. So if it's bo yovim be base chome, so me mele she is ishtig muro. So it's tarasisha holds. Doma rav konel chol ki shmuel di omali konel is vorem amurim be parsh. In other words, according to Shmuel, if it's Boa Yom Beis Chomeo, she doesn't become Ishtig Mu'ed. Yochel Lema Rav Doma Krab Yashe Ushmuel Doma Krab Yensin Oma Lachab Ano De Amre Afil Rabinis Medistrach Kvor Limute Michlal Di Ishti Malis Ushmuel Omar Ano De Amre Afil Rav Yashe Medistrach Kvor Ribuye Michlal Gilav Ishti Yitam. Anyway, I mentioned that as far as the Gdeos HaKosuf, Bizman Shoyish Minukim Ovein Amayim Beit Kinesisht, Oteino Yish Minukim Ovein Ein Amayim Beit Kinesisht, there is a machlekes between Rashi. And according to Rashi, it only is limited to the Ovein of the Baal being gave here and the Issa of Seti, of Leuchot Baila Orishin Loshub Zikach Achar Ashutam, but any other Aveira of Znus is not ma'akev this year. According to the Rambam, any avir is ma'akev this year. The Rambam says even the Vesefer. So the question is, but the Vesefer, it's only Osam Rabbanon. So first of all, I said in Ishia before, several weeks ago, the Rav Et Nishin Kubetze says that Orus who is Boal Basr al Arusose in Bis Homo is Ever and Isad Raisi. What is the Raisi? A Isaras Ki Yitach Ishisho Ubole. So in other words, the Torah was Matia, a woman to her husband only after Eresen and Nisul. The way he say in the Birkas Eres, Asher Yitzon Zisho Bitzvon Al Arois, Vos Alones Arusis, Vita Lones Ansuis Lona. It's a different kind of bracha, not the regular pattern of bracha. Shon Zir Zivon Al Tlis Adai. So here it should be Shon Zir Zivon Al Kiddush. No, because here, according to many Rishenim, the Taz says like that, that it's not even a Birkas HaMitzvah. The Rambam Shiti is, it is a Birkas HaMitzvah. But even according to the Rambam, it's a special kind of Birkas HaMitzvah. It's a Birkas HaMitzvah of Idoye and the Yisar Arayis. And there is Mitzad Yisar Ese, according to the Raivet, there is an Yisar Arayis also. In other words, his own wife, but since she's not completely his wife, so the misadisa resi of Yikach Shisho Uboleo, so is ever an Isa Ese with rice. According to the Rambam, I said, it's not an Isa Ese, it's a bit of mitzvah. In other words, like a person who puts on a begish lava canvas without tzitzis. Without tzitzis, so it's not even an Isa. Borale, if a person, when he walks in the street, finds out that the tzitzis are possible, he doesn't have to take off in the street, because Kovid Aprius is there, he's rising, Sheval Tais. But by Shatnes, if he makes a climb, he'll be there, patient, I feel Bishop, because in Chochmah, in Tfuna Neged Hashem, so Tesis explains it. What's the difference? By shatnes, the yisur consists in wearing shatnes. By tzitzes, there is no yisur in wearing the begish lava canvas without tzitzes. Only if I put on a beged with four corners, I'm chuyev to put in tzitzes. Suppose I prepare all the tzitzes before me, and I put on a begish lava canvas, and then I immediately, without wasting time, I put in the tzitzes, I have no avira. There are some Rishenim, the Rialovon, he says that on Shabbos a person is allowed to put on a begish lava canvas without tzitzes. Why? Because there is no isa to put on a begish lava canvas without tzitzes. But there is a chiyuv to put in tzitzes, but on Shabbos he can't. It's a kesher shel kayom. The other Rishenim, achilik Rialovon, because they hold one is not allowed to put himself into a situation of being an onus.
Being a what?
An onus. He cannot say, I'm an onus. Who tells you to put on a begish shalva canvas without, he says, don't put on. But everybody agrees that there is no avir. So mele the Rambam, even though the Rambam is chilek and private, he's only chilek that whereas according to the Raivet, there is a nisagase of Kikar Shisho. According to the Rambam, there is only a bit of mitzvah. But we don't have to resort to it. Even if the Rambam Shita had been that Orus HaBoal Arusose, the base of Vio, is not either any Averet Reis, not a Nisarese, not even a bit of mitzvah Reis, but here it's not all according to the Rambam. In the Maise Avere de Reis, it's tolo in the fact that the Gavre is a chayte. Now, if somebody is ever an Isar Rabban, let's say he eats Psarei Vechol, also only Rabban, but he's mechuyev to the Tshuva Midrash, because we cannot say, Midrash says it's Aligomo, Midrabbanon is a Rosh, There is no such thing. And there is a Gemara Mefurashis in Yevon Be'estav Chof Kolam Chayim Divrei Chachomim Nikro Kodesh. So the Gemara is the Kashu V'chmi She'iver Al Divrei Chachomim Kodesh Udein Nikro Avol Rosho Namal Mikro B'tmiyo. So we see from this Gemara that if somebody is either a Nisad Rabbanon, he's a Roshi, as a Shem Roshi Midrais, but it doesn't mean that he's Shem Roshi in the sense of Suleides Midrais. They will require a special type of Roshi, either a Roshi of Chomos, like a Garden of Gazlim, Al-Karibis, or a Roshi Navir, Sheikh Malkis, Chorus, Mr. Vez. But he has a Chalei Shem Roshi Midrais, and is Mechuyev to do Tshuve Midrais. So Mele, the Rambam says, a kolisha bod bia asura biyomov, acha shehigdil, in amayim amor in beit kinesishte, vafilu bol arusosi bishomov shosa midvasif. Now, according to what I said a few weeks ago, according to Rambam, there is also Navira de Reis of Bittel Mitzvah. Why does he say midvasif? Because here he says asura midvasif. So on a Nisa level, it's only the Sefer. But on a Avera level, it's Midrash. So here, the Rambam, Shita is, it's not Tolu in the Maisa Avera, but in the fact that the Gavra is Rosh HaRachid. V'horare, the Rambam says, Kolishe Bobiu Asuram Yomov Acha Shehigdil. But Kedim Shehigdil. Suppose the Kotin Ben Tes, so Biosi Bia is Bo Alanishish. So then the Mayim is Beit Knesset. Why? Now that can be explained by taking notice of another Shittes Rambam, where the Ravet is also held. Ay, ay. Now, there's a law of Shifcha Rufo. What is Shifcha Rufo? There is a machlekes between Reb Shimon and Tanikama in Greece. According to Reb Shimon, Shifcha Rufo is the regular Shifcha Knainis. Hamyuchedes Levediv. So there's no Gdush altogether. Just Chup. Shifra is Mufkaz at the Shem. We don't pass in like Rav Shimon. We pass in like Rav Shimon, like Tanakami. That Yeshifra Knain is a Chetzer Shifra, the Chetzer Baschirin, Hamoreses Levedivri. Why Moreses Levedivri? It doesn't have to be Davke. Moreses Levedivri. It can be Moreses to Yisroel, who's not a Levedivri. Because, but the Mishnah mentions something that is Beheta. A regular Jew who is not an Avedivri is not allowed to marry a Chetzer Shifra, Chetzer Baschirin. Because of the Chetzer Shifra, so he's either on the Yisr, on the level of the Yisr. But an Eved, with the consent of the Odin, if the Rabbi is Meisalei, so then it's better Gomor. But the same thing is true of a Chetzer Shifra, Chetzer Baschirin, Hamereses L'Yisrael. So, the loch is the cheese chayevis malchus, the maced. And he, the bear, is chayevis korban. Bein b'sheigeik, bein b'maced. So the Rambam says in Pirei Gimel Milchus Yisurei Bia, halochet ezayin, hama'ara b'shifro charufo, v'ligom ha'biosei, poter ha'shiyigma ha'biosei, v'inechayev ha'lagdeilo ha'bulo ha'mizido v'seinu. Aval no isoktano, oi shelo iso, bulo, oi iso shegiges, oi aniso, oi sheino pot. Because in respect to the Nivelles, is the same aloch as in Klaterku. Only Gabi Beel, there is a special aloch. Then the Rambam says in Pirei Gimel aloch yitzayin, ben teish ha-shoni b'imechot, kot, shebo al shifach ha-rucho, he lay care b'hu may be called. In other words, the Sheyagda. So he brings the cup. The Raivet is Chalik. Because of the Raivet, Zeinei, Shalim Otsinu, Kotten Baronsh, Vikorben, Humin Aronsh. So the Raivet is Chalik. After all, a Kotten is Potter of Ronsh. So Korben is also an issue. What is it as a Rambam? No. Enesh is Mise, Malkis, Korben is Kapor. That's something else. That's not Enesh. So, in other words, a cotton is Mufki or Vonshi. But in my severe it is Vorari. That while cotton is on Veles in Bezen Mitzuvin Lafrisi, still it's also the Sapis Libyodain. And Senis of the Rice, he loved the Rice. If a person gives nevela to a cotton, even a young cotton, an infant, so he's ever allowed their eyes. So he might have a it is. But why do we say cotton echel nevela sin beznitu lafrise? Because lafrise is based upon the fact that the gavre has a shem rosh and chayti. Rechiach tichiach as a misecho. So in other words, if the Gavre has Hishem Chayte, Roshe, we have to be Mechiachim, and to be Mafreshim from the Avere in order that he should do Tshuva. As a matter of fact, suppose you know a certain Jew who is Mechal Shabbos, every Shabbos, but you are friendly with him, and you know that that man is a lonely man. If you invite him every Shabbos to your house, he will not be Mechal Shabbos. Tavol of Vrocha if you do it, but you're not Mechuyev to do it. Because what will happen if when he goes out of the house? He'll be Mechal Shabbos. So in other words, it's not that you are in a position to make him into Shema Shabbos. So then, Ya Mechuyev Misad Mitzvah of Techoche, through Techoche, to make him into Baal Tshuva. But if you cannot do that, you can only reduce his averes to a minimum. Instead of being Mechal Shabbos 20 times on Shabbos, he'll be Mechal Shabbos twice, not 20 times. So that you're not Mechuyev. And that's a mission for Ashes Ma'is Hashem. Kerem Revai, it's mentioned in the Gemara in the Rubin Berukhame. The feiern. Samacht es. Kerem Revai, hoi mit seinen Eise, wie Kuse is Adam. Kerem Revai, so is Osabachel. Na Reutzi, it has to be eaten only in Yerushalay. Unless you are paid it, it's an Easter the Reis. So suppose you have in your vineyard grapes that are Kerem Revai. And there are certain people who on the Iser of Gezel are not market. Unfortunately, today it's more common than Bisman Chazal. But Bisman Chazal, it was also Shaya. But on the Iser of Nitzavai, Chas V'Sholem, they wouldn't do it. So Memele, you made a sign. Tanakama says, this is Kerem Levi. So as far as the Israeli Sheirim are concerned to our Makvid Nisar Gezel, they will not be Nichshul in the Isar of Revai either. Because Revai or not Revai, it's Gezel. But in respect to the Jews who are on the Isar Gezel, they're not Makvid. And on the Isar Revai, they are Makvid, it's effective. So called Tanakame, we are Mechuyev. The Barim is Mechuyev to make a sign. Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel and we pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel. So then it's Hefka. So even Yisrael Kosher is allowed to eat it. It's Hefka to everybody. Aval Bishosh Neshavua, Haleteol Rosh of Yomus. He doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem. V'Yomus in a physical sense, Chas V'Sholem, not allowed to be colored, even Rosh. But it means in a spiritual sense. You cannot make him to about you anyway. What will you gain? You'll reduce his averes. And if the avere of Revai would be more chomor, the Rambam explains it in Pirush HaMishnah that way, then the avere of Gezel, then we are mechuyev. But the avere of Gezel is much more chomor than the avere of Revai. Because the avere of Revai is only a Ral HaShemai. The avere of Gezel is Ral HaShemai and Ral HaBriyas. So what do they accomplish? He'll still remain in Rosh HaChomer. So we see from that, from Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the mitzvah of Tichochet is not based upon the Ma'aseh Aveir, but upon the fact that the Gavre has a Shem Rosh HaVecheti. And Menele, there is a mitzvah of Tichochet, even if somebody is Rogil and Nisar Rabbono, Mitzarei V'cholov, because as the Gemara in Yevamot Zafchot says, Rosh Lehave is Heshishem Rosh. Another guy, the Gemara in Brochus, the Flamed, I think, says, Minayim lechreye b'chaveri dovo migune shu chayev lechichei shenemar lomo tishtakorin. That's mentioned in Shmuel by Eli and Chano. So Chano was very upset heartbroken because she didn't have any children, so she was praying to Hashem, and Eli noticed that her lips were moving. Eli didn't know why her lips moving. He thought she was drunk. So he said, Ad Mosai Tishtakor. So Jesus says the Kashi. Why do we need a posik from Shmuel? It's a posik in the Torah. So Tesis says, Lashminon shafil bidovo shein b'yisa elo shudovo migune ha'o mechuyev lochichei. In other words, shikres is an isa. If shikres would be an isa, it would be also and Purim also. But shikres is no isa. The Rambam mentioned an isa of shikres ligabe ha'melech. Melech, there is a special posse. Alim lochim seyai. But another person, there is no isa. So what kind of avera is it? That's what the Rambam says. Here, he has this. פרק אלף מקדיש הלוך אלף דיס הבי שלכל אחד ואחד נוני אודם וזו משון מזו וחיק מן בייס יש אדם שהוא בעל חיימו ואין קייסטם ויש אדם שדייץ משפז עלו ואין קייס כלל ואין יחס יחס כס מיד בחמשונים ויש אדם שהוא גלי בייס ארגנט ויש הוא שופל שפלגוע בייס ויש הוא בעל טייב איזהו וסייבי לסיס בנפשי מעלה בטייב ויש הוא בעלי פטויה ולעיסב אפילו לדבור מעטים שהגוף צורך להם ויש בכל דיו ודיו דיו בייניס זו וחייק המזו וכל הדייס יש מן דייס שלא עוד המתחילס ביוסי לפי טבע הגופי ששתי הקסוביס הרחוק איזו מזו שבכל דיו ודיו אינון דרך טבע ואין רולי לאודום ללחס בן ולא ילמנו לעצם הדרך הישור הימיר בייניס שבכל דיו ודיו סודתי לדרך ישור ונצטבו מן התור לעלר בדי הבייניס שנאמר והלכת בתרוך אמו חכומי מהו רחום מפתו ירחום מהו חם מפתו יחם מהו גמל חסד מפתו יגל חסד מהו קודש, הפרטי קודש. So in other words, so they shikres, what is shikres? No, it's a, but shikres in every day, so there are two extremes. One is the extreme of deficiency. The other extreme is the extreme of excess. Shikres is the extreme of excess. Too much tithing and the deficiency. The Rambam is also not the Derech Teiva. The Rambam says in Pirei Gimel Mechazdeis, Halacha Aleph, Shemo Yimar Odom, Hoil Vakino Vatayva Vakovet Vachayei Tzeben, Derech Rohein, Umitzine Sodom Neilom, Efris Men Bieser, Veshachik Lissad Achrein, Achelei Chobosov, Vlishti Yain, Vli Yisro Yisho, Vli Yeshe Bidira Noe, Vli Yilvash Malbush Noe, אלו הסק והצמר הקושי וחיי צבן כי גאין כי אני אבדכחוב עם דם זה דרך רואי ועושה לילה בו המעלה בדרך זה נקחיתי שערי מבינוזיה וכיפרולוב משכות על הנפש אומר חכומים ומה הימנוזיה שלי פירי סלמנה יאי צורך כפורי המני עצמי מכל דובו ודובו על החסקם ובחם דבר אחר So, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishne, in Pirkei Oves, says there are two extremes, the kotze of the yesares, of the excess, and the kotze, the extreme of the deficiency. If somebody follows the extreme of yesares, of excess, is nikorosh. If somebody follows the extreme of deficiency, let's say he refuses to live in a nice home, he prefers to have an apartment that has no steam but a stove like 100 years ago and he refuses to eat meat even on Shabbos only vegetables pas b'melech mayim b'suro so then he's nikra chayti why is nikra chayti? Because chayti and roshi the same thing except roshi implies a chayte b'meizit and chayte implies a chayte b'sheik if somebody is about travel so then yeshika he addicts himself to drugs so he doesn't want to be a virtuous person but if somebody follows the extreme of deficiency on the contrary he thinks in his misguided way that this is a derech Hashem that's the way so he's not Nikko Yerosho he's Nikko Yechete so merely the Shittes HaRambam so that's why that's what Jesus means we need a posik from Shmuel at Mosai Tzash Korin to be advised that the mitzvah of the Chochet but that posik in Shmuel a Novi Rashoi Lechadish Dovor Ma'ato so Hilchus Igmira Lo Vos a Novi Vasmech HaKor So this pasuk in Shmuel is declaratory of the essence, of the gist of the mitzvah of Akriach Tekriach, that it's not based upon the Maisa Avere, but upon the fact that the Gavri is a Chayte, a Roshi. So Eli thinking that Hannah was a Shippures, so he considered her as a Rishor. So that's why he was Mechiach. Now, back again to the Shittas Rambam. The Shittas Rambam is that Bisman Shina Bal Menukim Ovein in a mind beating a sister, so Rashi says, only the Ovein of Bala Seite, Lacha Kinu Istira. So is even love of Ryuchu Baro Rishin, Lodge of the Kachto, Achre Asher Itamo. But any other Aveir of Nus not, and the Rambam Shit is, any Aveir of Nus. And the Rambam says, Acha Shid. But the question is, why Dafka Acha Shid? After all, the Rambam says, in the Chesisor Bia Perigimu, that Kotten Ben Tess, Shebo Al Shifra Harufo, so she Agdil has to bring it home. The Ravid is Chelek, because Kotten La Baronshin, but the Shit is the Rambam is, Korben is not an Enish, Korben is Kapore. And Kapore is not based upon the fact that the Gavre is a Roshi, but a Chite. But upon the fact there is a Mais Aveira, and since Kotlich and Veles, in spite of the fact that in Bez Nitzun Lafrisi, so also Lachile Biodayin, you're not allowed Midaraisi to serve Treif and Vele, or Bosa Becholom, to Ikotten, some Mele, and there is the Maisa Avere, but the Torah was not makpid and Maisa Avere, so we got, but if Maisa Avere it is, so in regard to Tichoche, that's based on Haf Roshe, that's based on Bashin Gav Shem Roshe and Chete, but in regard to the union of La Superbiodai Mimirsho, so it's based upon the fact that my Savere, some Mele, if the Baal, Laha, a Shehidlus, Bo, Bio, Asurum Yomo, even my Baal, Sosmus Homol, so the Gavra has a Shem Chete. If he has a Shem Chete, some Mele, in a Mayim Beit Kinesishti. Now the question was for the Ravid, so why do we have to need this special Tirzakos? That if the Baal was Baal Arasofi, the base of Vio, so then the Mayim is not Bezik Sishte, Leachan Isui, the Mayim is not Bezik Sishte. There is no Sia because it's not a Hasishich. But according to Rambam, without the Xeras HaKosov of the Hasishich, there couldn't be any Sia because he's not Minuke Mioven. He did it already as a Godel. The answer is suppose he did Tshuva. So if there had been just the aloha of in a Baal Menukim Oven, and that is based upon the fact that the Gavre has a Shem Chite, if he did Tshuva, so is it Sargom. So maybe the Mayim would be Bedik Asishti, because of the Zeros HaKos of Tarasi Sheikh, so there is no Si anyway. Now, The Mishneh that man Zion in Seite, Amud Aleph, says, Misherobo hamnoafim posko amayim amor. In Vaisheni, when there was a great number of Jews who unfortunately were guilty in the Aveira of Znus, so then Bezn was mevatal amayim amor. Why? Shenemar loy efkeit av neseichem kisiz neno. In other words, so the Ramban in Chumash says, it only means if somebody has a daughter or a son who is a poor's business and the father is in a position to discipline him, and he doesn't, even though he's a sadigamu. So then the mayim is not beitkin, assisted. Now, why? Because kol ayoche limches veinemeche, so his reachoyes, if he did it, there is certainly no aloche that if a person can be meche in people who are Paul's biznus, that he should be chayv mis, as far as the maisaver is concerned. We don't say mishish yodelim ches v'loy micho kilu oso, but as far as the shem chayti of the gavre is concerned, is the same thing. Whether the father himself is in chal shabbos, but or his sons are in chal shabbos, and he's in a position to discipline them, to change them, he doesn't. It's his private business. Why should I interfere? Of course, he's not chayv mise for the chal shabbos of the children, but in the chaleishem gavra of chayte is the same thing. So we see that the halacha of in abal minukim oved in amayim beit knesishte goes so far that it even applies not only to the averes of Znus of himself, but averes of the Znus of his family, if he can control it. So it's Kashe against Rashi. Rashi says that only the oven of a Baal Shebo Alishte after Kinus Tire, he was either the love but any other is of nus, even if the Baal is the poor's business in a Avarian, he's Baal Arai Shabbateo, so it's not native, the B'dika Samai. But Sigmor Mephoreshes, even the Averis of the family whom he could control, so he's Makif. So according to Rashi, we have to say there is no other teretz. That here the Gemara says, Mishem Robo Amnafim, Rabbi Yechem Zakai Hifsiko. So in other words, it was necessary for Rabbi Yechem Zakai to give a psak, to suspend Shias Mayamori. But by itself, the Mayim would be very consistent. Mashain Kane, if he's ever the Avera of Yuchubalo Rishin Roshof Litachto, Achre Asherutamo, then by itself, automatically, it's not Vedic Sishti. That we have to say, according to Rav. Now, back again to the Ravitz Kashi against the Rambam. The Rambam says, Avru Boal, Alarososi Bishomo. In a mind beit kinesifte, so he has the kashe. So why does the Gemara in Seite resort to the posik of Tachasishi that if a nose was boal arusose bibesovio, so then there is no seer because is not Tachas Ishech. Without Exeris HaKosuf of Tachas Ishech. Because he's not the Nukimov. So let's see another Gemara in Seiti. Ay. The Mishneh that from Gimon said, Amud Aleph says, "V'divra Hashetzrim Olam, mi ish asher bona bayis chodosh v'chanoch, hilach v'yosh v'beis, mi o ish asher not kerem l'chil, echot anitei kerem, echot anitei chamish elonim mayich, mi o ish asher asisho, echot amaris apsulo, echot amaris almono, mi ish hayore v'rach alev." So Rabbi Yisrael Haglili says, Tanakame says, Kimashmoy. He's a coward. He's fearful. He's faint-hearted. He gets scared when he hears Muhammad fighting. Rabbi Yisrael Haglili says, Zayorim Averi Shebiyodi. If he has Averis. So the Gemara says, Afil Soch Ben Tfila Litfila. Between Tfilin Shal Rosh and Tfilin Shal Yad, and not allowed to be mafzik. So then he's already considered Hayorim Avira Shebiyodei. And he says to be Chayza Meir HaMocham. Meir HaMocham. So then the Gemara that Mandalit says, Ton Rabbonon, Asheri Rasi Shal Lekoch, Echad Amaris Apsulo, Echad Amaris Almono, Verashim Es Yovim, In other words, only if he was Ma'aris and Isho, that is Mutaras. But suppose he was Ma'aris and Isho, Asurole, so he's not exempt from Mochon. Leime must nissen the loik Rabbi Yisrael Glili. The Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Homer, Yorev Rach Alevov, Zamis Yorem Avirish Biodi. Afilutame Rabbis, so what near Possig? Is anyway not exempt. So, I mean, he's exempt, on the contrary, he's exempt for another reason. So what's the purpose of the Zeres HaKosuf Prat Al Monolek in God? So, he cannot serve in the army anyway. So, Afilotim Rabbi Yisagvil, Shid Rabbi, Doma Rabbe Leilo Min Chayev Achi Yivel, Matam Lo Yikach Mishum Liyachal. In other words, Rabbi Shita is that he can head it if he's Mikadosh Kosher and he's not Boraleo, so then he's not Chayiv Malkus. Here again we have a machlekes between Teisves and the Rambam. According to Teisves, according to Rabbi, that in a Chayiv Achi Yivel, so not only is not Chayiv Malkus, he's not even allowed. And there is not even Manisa Rabban, nothing. When is a Iver, the love, and there is an Ichosea, Midraise, if there is both, Gdushin and B. According to the Rambam Sifra Mitzvahs, so he is Iver and Isad Raise. But Malkus is not Chayv, which Isad Raise is Iver. He is Iver the Isad Raise of that. Grusha Zeno v'chalolo, Grusha Miisha Zeno v'chalolo lo yiko. But so why is the Potter of Malkus? The answer is it's like Chotishir. The Isar is a Isar of Kiche. Marry them. What does marriage mean? Marriage has two components: Kedushin and Nisui. But if he is Mikadesh and he's not Nisei, so there is a partial Kedushin, but it's not a full Kedushin. So mainly it's like Chotishir, and it's more than Chotishir, because the Rambam says that even though Chotishir is also not Tero, and there is Aloche, Nishba Levatos HaMitzvah Yishvashov, if somebody takes a shvuah not to eat it, as I is treife, so it's a shvuah shov, it's not hal. And not only love, even as somebody takes a shvuah not to sit in the sukkah, not to put on tefillin, not to study Torah, so it's a shvuah shov. But if somebody takes a shvuah to eat a chotik, as I is nevelas of treifes, the Rambam says in Pirkei, so not only it's not a shvuah shov, he's even chayev. But of course, we cannot be allowed to eat biyodayim. So Bezdin tells him to go to Bezdin and be sheil atore. Suppose he took it in such a way this way that there is no atore, because of the asrabim and so on. So then we say sheval tayse odif. But it's hal. So the Ram Mukyesik Mishwes raised the Shaila. Odif. If you have an alternative between two things, one involves an Isaiah of Bikumbasei, and one involves an Avere Bisheval Tais. Even if the Avere Bisheval Tais is Mochamo, because the Isaiah of Chotishio is an Isaiah Shein Mefosh, but and the Isaiah of Shua Sheker, that's Idach Moritz. So still, he cannot be allowed to do an Isaiah B'Yodayim. Furthermore, even an Isaiah Rabbanon. So we say Sheval Taisod, because he cannot do something actively in order to avoid an Avirech Mure passive. So the Ram says, but since the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yechon and Chotishi Osma Teiro, it should be a Shreshov, so the Taras is Poshet. I mean, the Mishnah says that, because Chotishi is a new Lisa. It's not, according to the Ram, according to Rabbi Yechon, that Chotishi Osma Teiro, so Shurim only apply to the Enish. According to the Rambam, Shurim apply to the love itself too, because less nekazais is not achille. The Torah says, Loiseichu kol nevelo. But less nekazais is not, it doesn't bother me. Chotzikazais is not achille. Is not an achille. Some mele, the aloche of Nibel Vatel Samitzvi Yeshua Shov applies only to Yisurim and Foroshim B'Teilu, and that's based upon the Rambam Shite, that all the things that are deduced for the Midish Atir and the Dreshes Ben are not to be counted in the Mina Mitzvahs. And these Masik Alokas Deleis, as Dwight Alokas Deleis, mentions in Mina Mitzvahs as Hashem HaKachatir Ol Rabbi Salman HaChom. So that's deduced for the Midish Atir and Dreshes Ben. And the Rambam calls Kedushi Kesef, Divrei Seferim, it doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem, Divrei Seferim, Mamish, his five skill. But there are two categories of the Rises. There is a category of the Rises that are implicit in the Pshut Shel Mikra. And there is a category of the Rises that are not implicit in the Pshut Shel Mikra, but implicit through the Midish Atir and Dreshes. And so the Rambam's loshin kashishis avok dushi kesef din teiro medive sefer. What do you mean teiro? It's din teiro, but it's not just a question of semantics. No, it's a different kind of the rice. Nafkimine is, I know two nafkimines. One in regard to shuashov. So shuashov is only nizba levatil davar amfurish b'teiro. Mefurish b'teiro means in the Pshudish Amikon, and born in regard to Mutif Shiyu Sheyigin Bar Yumizid. The Gemara says in Yume that Noshim She'echleis V'sheiseis Ad Hashayich Erevim Kippah up to Shkia. And there is a few of the Raisa to Meisiv V'chil HaKiddush Mi'erev Aderev Tish B'su Shabbatra. So if Noshim do it, we shouldn't make an issue. because there is a possibility that even if you make an issue, they'll still do it, and then there'll be miseries. So it's better they should be sheirim, mutif sheshir mitzvah. So all the Rishonim point out about Yitro, Teisves, point out that those doesn't apply to Yom Kippur itself. Let's say, suppose certain people eat on Yom Kippur. They are so ignorant. They don't know that it's also. But if you tell them, it's possible they'll stop. And it's possible they'll do it. So then we are mechuyev. Unless it's 100% that they won't listen. So then there is aloche, kishem she mitzvah leim adova anishmo, kach mitzvah shaloi leim adova sheinemishmo. Otherwise, we'd be mechuyev to go in the streets and divan and tell everybody who is a Jew and his store is open, don't do it, close up the store. But if there is a possibility that they will listen, even though there is a possibility, even though it's more likely he will not listen, and then we came and made it. So that's his achayis. So, but
we are not
mechuyim. So we are also to do it. So it's but ligabi dvorim shenifroshim b'teiro. So then there is aloche of mutev shiyosheigim b'mizidik. So I said that, but that's only shayach gabi chosik zayis nevele. But if he can had it, is mekadosh kedushin. He's not boiler. So then he's aver any sort of rice, except he wasn't aver in a full way. But he was aver not an iser, a new iser. He was aver the same iser. Now the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Machas Chomes Matzo that also le'echel matzo kolshu. Shenema lo yochel doesn't say luseicha chometz lo yochel. In other words, even chotzikas is less nish. So the kasha is asked, why does he have to resort to a special pasuk of lo yochel chotzishios? The answer is nafimul would be ligabei dalocha shvashov. If somebody takes ishvui to eat chotzikas is. Nevele, so it's not a shvuah shop. If somebody will take a shvuah to eat a chotzik azayis chomes and pesach, it will be a shvuah shop. If somebody is rovil, b'sheyek, to eat chotzik azayis nevele, so then we say mutav shiyishek no nisidin. If somebody is rovil to eat a chotzik azayis chomes and pesach, we have to mechiach him. As long as there is any possibility, even a remote possibility, that he will listen. Okay, now, back again to the Kashe against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that even according to Rambam, that Kiddush, even according to Rabbi, that Kiddush will be born in the lake, but is Abraham is the Raise? So why does Gemara say, when the Raise says, Asher Asisha will be Kocho, Prat, Limaris, Grushol, Kinhedjet, or Amono, Kingodl. So he's high lot Muhammad, but he's put a lot of Muhammad for another reason, because Yorim Avira Shabiyode, the answer is the Nafkimina will be suppose he does Shuve. If he does Shuve, even if he has been a Mumal Chalatir Kule all his life, and then he does shuvah, he becomes tzadigamo. There's the Gemara in Dush. Al menas shani tzadigamo, afilo rosh gomo kol yomo of Mikudeshes, chayshinon shemo here shuvah b'libe. But kapore, we say, dalet chuki kapore. So in other words, over alese vosu tshivo, so luizos mishom achimechonle. Over alesese, over alese or lesese shenita klesi, there is no malchus, luizos mishom achim chapchemle. But over alesese שיש במלכס סודן תשובה תהילה ועם הכיפור מזמחתה so as far as Kapora is concerned so that requires more than tshuva so mele the price that says v'lo likocho prat likin krusha likin hedyet almon likin godol has referred so the question was so what avail is the Tzos HaKosuv is not potah mitzad the halacha mitzad the exemption of Eras Yishav Likocho but it should be potah on the score of the exemption of Ayorim Avir Yishav Yodei so Nafkamina would be if he did tshuva so Mele according to Rabbi that there is no Malkes so it's like Lavan Teklesi so even those before Yom Kippur so Mele Tshuva is Mechaper so it's not a Yoram Avira Shebiyode because as far as Yoram Avira Shebiyode that's not based upon the fact that the Gavre is a Rosh HaRachite it's based upon the fact that he lacks Kapore Mele if he lacks Kapore he's still so it's a special risk for him to be subjected to a sakone of war. All right.
Sakone of what?
Of warfare. A special risk. At home, there is less of a risk. Not today, because today they throw bombs, so it doesn't make any difference. But Bizman Chazal, there was a big difference. Now, so he can proceed with the Gemara. About Gil. I intend to cover a lot of ground because up to the mission of Kibbutz. Elo al de Gil. So the reason is why the Torah says, Omein Kishe Aminisua. All Omein. So that's all the gil. So Mele will learn out that even though Karki is Mufke of Shvue, but if somebody was Tevea Mitaltlin and Karki, and he was a mixer in Karki, so then he can make Algli Shvue and the Karki, even if he was a Kivahakl and the Karki. So Ashkan say to the Yisurei, Momeinu minola, how can we learn out Momein from Misa? Tone de Rabbi Shmuel Kalachim, Umaso say to, Shalai nitna li tovi, Yiz beide achod, Midal galin, Momein shenit, Shalai nitna li tovi beide achod, Midal galin, because, say to, Shalai nitna li tovi, Shvua shalom bidach. In other words, that kino requires to aid him, and stira requires to aid him. So, as the Bisalevi points out, kino requires to aid him, likim adavar, like dush. Stira des bikim znus requires to aid him, livrure. But anyway, bidach, there is no shia. Is medalgalin, momen shenitan li, tobi bidach, because the dach is machayev shvua. In a din shemekal, ashkechom vaday sofik minol. So, in other words, by seite, it's a vaday. Why is it a vaday? So Rashi says, ashkechom vaday shemigalgalin shvuye bitaynes bori bidovor shin chayol mola shvuye. Kein Karkois, Oishal Heidem Mitzas, Shem Galgen Leisei, Im Nischayev Lei, Shvuim Obmach. So, the Vadai death is Karkois. But how do we know there is a Gilgush war in case of a Sofik? Sofik Minai, Tanya Shem, Gein Shvuas HaShutim VaHarusin Shechol. In other words, if some people are partners, Ruven and Shimon are partners, and then they want to divide, to dissolve the partnership. But Ruvain does not have trust and confidence anymore in Shimon. So he wants him to swear. So he has no time, he has no evidence that he stole more than his portion. So he cannot impose upon his shvuyah. But suppose he's mechuyev shvuyah on something else, so then he can be migalgil on everything. Swear to me that on this day you did not take more than your share. And so on.
Kish. That's a barai?
It's a barai? It's a sofik.
Yeah. It's a sofik. A barai is sota?
One second. Sofik minayin tani shemo. Vein shvuas ha-shutvim va-arusim she-cholku ditnam b-shvues cholku ha-shutvim va-arusim v-yochel ha-shbiye v-kotonen ishaio v-shvuim mok-machem migdalgon lo v-sakir al me-sofik nama migdalgon noa im mikolachim al-eidom ha-diseit diseite kol shvuoso sofik v-gilgu nama sofik. In other words, so you ask, but Seite is also a sofik. He doesn't know, he only knows that the woman had privacy with the man, that he was mekanet her. But whether there was adultery or not, that he doesn't know. So it's also suffering. And still the Torah says he can be galgel. So mele, why couldn't we learn out by shooting Narisin also misafik? So Rashi says, no, there is a difference. Because over there, the ikashvui is unsafik. So mele, he can be galgel, not a suffering. But by Momain, what the Ikashvui is on Bada, made it mix us in it outly. How do we know it can be Mitalgal and so on? Tanya, Rapshim Yehoyimir, Nemo Shvur Bechutz, Vinemo Shvur Bifnim, Mashvur Amur Bifnim, also Bosophic Kivadai, Afshvur Amur Bechutz, also Bosophic Kivadai. One second, please. Vein Rabbi, Taisa says, Shaloi al kol sveikes migalgal. In other words, if he became shvuah because of me mixas, so he should be galgal. Yeah, I want you to swear that you never stole from me. So, when is the gilu shvuah? If there is a prima facie case, let's say shutvin. After the dissolved, why did he dissolve the partnership? Because he saw many things that were suspicious, but he can't prove it. So it's a prima facie case, like an indictment today. A person is not indicted for perjury just because he was found saying tilim. No person is indicted if he was found saying tilim. So in other words, there is some evidence, but not conclusive evidence. So he's indicted. So Shutvin, after they dissolved the partnership, because he was upset with the partner's relationship, he has many suspicions against, but he can't point his finger. So then there is Gilshui. And by Seite, the same thing. The Gemara says in Seite, and that's why we say by Seite, also a cost of Sofi Kibab. In other words, if a Baal is Boal Lishte after Kinu Stire, so is either Bivadai the love of Yuchul Time by Lo Rishin Lo Shuv Kachte Acher Etama. Even if it's proven later on that she did not commit adultery. Why? Because there is circumstantial evidence. So there's the Hakosuf, also Hakosuf Sofik Vada. But if there is no prima facie case, then there is no Sia. Now, we have to understand the Gemara and say to that base, I mean base. Machlekes, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. V'kinei sishti. So Rabbi Akiva says it's mitzvah, a chayvah. And Rabbi Shmuel says rishus. So the question is, according to Rabbi Akiva, that it's a mitzvah, does it mean that every husband so has to mitanu ishti? Chaim was mechuyev al tadin to mitanu ishti al tister hinshvrei. And the Gemara says in Seyted Av Gimel that bizman hazeh is osea to mitanu ishti.
Why?
Why? Because Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Rabbi Yehuda says that kino does not require two edim. And if even al pidecho, then even al piatzme. So suppose she'll be here on this tire, and then she'll be asurote. So you're not allowed bizman hazeh to mitan lishti. But bizman habayis, when she was possible. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a mitzvah. Was Rabbi Akiva mitan lishti? Hocha. I mean, sin kansilu. Sin kansilu. I mean, such a terrible thing. She's sadekes. All of a sudden, he tells her in the presence of Edim, don't have privacy of this man. As a matter of fact, there's a tshuva in Chutam Shulosh, a very interesting tshuva. And the tshuva is by Rabbi Zarichi, that was the older son-in-law of Rabbi Sala Valojina. And from the title, he doesn't mention the name, it appears that the Shaila was asked by one of the Dili Ador in the time. That was about 150 years ago. You'll see it. I don't want to mention name. I heard who is the Odom Godel to whom Rabbi Zarich Fried sent this tshuva. But that Odom Godel was one of the Dili Ador 150 years ago. But he was already in his older age. He was not senile, Chas v'Shalem. But his alertness was waning. Some melee, the shamish of that city, used to come to the Rav's house. He had to tell him certain things. So many times, the Rav was not at home. So melee, his Rebetzin remained with him for, let's say, 10 minutes or half an hour. He had to wait for the Rav to come. So then, Yiddish Haile maybe has to divorce her. The Rav was in his upper 80s, and the Rebetzin was 85. So he has the child of Rabbi Zarich Fried. So Rabbi Zarich Fried said, for two reasons. He does not have to divorce her, and it will be a terrible thing if he divorces her. Reason number one, because we don't pass like Rabbi Yisrael Beauty. We pass like Rabbono, that Kino has to be Al Pishnayim, Lekimador, and Stira has to be Al Pishnayim. Here it was only Bineli Bino, there are no Edim of the Kino, and there are no Edim of the Stira, just the Rav himself found it out when he came home. And then another reason, he says, what does it mean, Rabbi Akiva says, "Bikinas ishti is a chayv"? It's a chayv to mikan al ishti. Ein lachadova mechuya mezeh. Let's say, if the isha, the wife, is sadekes, he'll out of the blue skies warn her, don't have privacy of this person. I don't like it. It will be a terrible thing. But it means that if the woman is not neig b'minegatznias, that befits a Bas Yisrael Kshiyo, even though she didn't do anything that is herself. But, you know, she flirts with men, you know what I mean, especially today. So then, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a chayiv to mikan her, bein lebinatzum. And if she doesn't stop, even bifnei, but chas v'sholem, if he's sadekis, so then there is no chiv of kino. And then he says the din of shia is based upon the Yisrael of Yehud. because there is Nisar of Yichud with the Nishishish, Midrais, the Gemara learns it out in Dushan from a Posik. Then Mishiachad Mime, but with another Avo except Kreves, so you're not allowed. So he's also Midrais. So that's only Shayach if the two people, the man and the woman, the Ishishish, voluntarily, not accidentally, but voluntarily and intentionally, they go into a room to have privacy. So then there's a Nisal Yichud Raise, and if there is Kino and Stire, so there is a din of Shias Mayamo. But in this case, when there was no Yichud by the Rebetzin of that girl, but the Shamish came in, so what she should tell to him? What should tell him? Get out! Or she should walk out. There is no Yisrael Yichud. As a matter of fact, I heard only of the G'dayli in last generation, only about two G'dayli, that when a woman came in to the house and the Rebbetzin wasn't there, no one else was there, so the Chas V'Sholem didn't tell her to leave. But they walked out. Rabbi Ober and my uncle, the Briskov, I didn't hear it about any other God. Why? Because there is no Issa of Yichud except if voluntarily they go into a private room. So, I mean, it looks suspicious if they voluntarily go into a private room because she has a certain problem, let's say, he's a psychologist. So then there is no Issa of Yichud either. I had a child, you know, from Orthodox psychologist. I mean, whether he's allowed, I mean, to be there for half an hour. I told him yes, because it's only, even if I voluntarily go in under circumstances that it's not apparent and obvious to everybody, the reason as to why they go in to be in the room by themselves. But if it is obvious as to why they go into the room by themselves, so then there is no Issa of Yichud. So that's the Pshat in Teisus. The Teisus says, Veima Rabbi Shaloi al kol sveikes migalgali shi mischai vodom lachavere shvuo in yochel ligalgali Veima Rishovali shikolon naftali shum dobomeilon ela davke bisofik shi yesh lonu lochesh kzas Kinasal Shute, Oyoris, the High Governor, and Brim Sif Kalanish Boyin, the Megalpi. Now then the Gemara says, Adehan Gilbushwe, until when is Gilbushwe? Omarav Yudom Arav, Domale, Shovali, Shein Avdiat. He tells him, take Ishwe, he was a medium mixer, so he tells him, take Yishvue that you are not my Eved.
That you are not what?
My Eved. So, how shamuti mishamtinovel? Titanya akir el chavir Eved yehi benil. Mamzer seifikis aboim doesn't mean mishreis. Makas mardus. Roshe yeredim lechayov. Alom arove yishovali shalonim kartali beredivri. So, the Gemara, according to the thesis, the Shaloya calls Vekas Megalgali. So, only if there is a prima facie, if there is a basis for that possibility. So, yeah, not my Evet. So, Evet 9 is certainly, couldn't be, he's not an Evet 9, he's a Jew. But, so the Gemara could have asked the Kashi. But the Gemara, Evet 9 is, so, there is no circumstantial evidence. Enoch Haname, but the Gemara could have asked. But the Gemara had the better kashi, because Hakir al-Khavir Eved is Yehi Benidu. So, but according to the tales of the Gemara, he shovali shein ato Eved Ivrishali. So, Ichaya b'sman shayivu neik, when there is a possibility of an Eved Ivri, and if the person is the kind of a person, you know, who is Choshudang Neve, because when is an Eved and a Jew nimkar and evet on in his stall, and he doesn't have money to pay. Some male he could say, but just like that today, of course we couldn't say, Gilgul shvei hishavol ishenato avdi, because there is no possibility. All right. Hakir lechaver evet yei binidu mikan midagdek rabnetam. If somebody hears the bracha of Torah, so he's sorry for Nadesi. Vimle nido hu atzme yei b'nido. Lo yishihei m'mele doesn't mean that automatically he's minuri. But it means that Elabez no yachayovim midaisi, kidikoma hoche, shamute mishantinori, vaine mida kneged mido, kaleima hu kol achere evit, du oru, kach mikal, because all knaan evit avodim, so, mikach, mikal neisei boru, vaine nido, the business to it, vachin akirel chavere mamza, hu eimer, shachavere ova belav, he was Baleavo, Lefichoch, Sefikes, Oboim, Kidineva Balav. Now, the only situation that a person becomes Menude automatically without a needle by Besden is according to the Raimet. Now, the Gemara is the Rambam, Paskins, in the Chastamotor. The Rambam mentions in Perik Vov Milchas Talmud Torah Halacha Daled that Halachot Daled were in Adin Sod. Mizalzel be Glashidai Machalim Tushin Shal Goyes. The last thing is Haminade Mishin Chayev Nidu. This so is Chayev Nidu. Unfortunately, today we have Kanoim who Haminade everybody, and they are Chayev Nidu. But I don't know whether they are Chayev Nidu or I'm sure that they're not Chayev Nidu, because today Nidu is not effective, because there are more Paskins. In the name of the Maram, it's not today, but it was hundreds of years ago, that today the Trobo Avayoni and people don't care about the Chachomim and Bezden. So not only you are not Mechuyev to be Minade, but it's a Nisagomo to be Minade. Because as a result of the Nidu, we are provoke people to Averas, you see. So that in itself is a big Aver, like Makib Neagodil. So Amsel the Rebbe was mad at him because he provoked the son. He might rebel against the father, might Chas V'Sholem raise his hands against the father. So mainly it's a Nisagomo, because the purpose of Nidu is not to be Menade. Nidu is not an Enish. The purpose of Nidu is to be Mechiach. So, Bisman Chazal, when Rav Yisrael, Rav Meir, Rav Binyan, were tzaddikim, and there were a few avayonim, so then Nidu had a purpose. But today, when unfortunately, Rav Nesenu Arabi, I mean, only muted the mute of Jews, Hashem mitzvahs, so then Nidu has no purpose. So if somebody is Minazi, even somebody who is Mechal Shabbi Mifaresye, he'll be aware of the love of Lissikal Cheresh, except he will not be aware because of the Aloha Vinosi Bamcho Lissoya, Beisi Maisamcho. But the Gemara says in Broches that Hahud Have Shrinusei de Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Hahud Zduki, de Have. The Fei in Broches, the Havi Bishchanusik Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, So entirely tuve. So he tormented Rabbi Shimon Levi with arguments. He tried to convert Rabbi Shimon Levi. So he was in
Tzaduki.